Okay. We're going to have we're going to do Achra Mois now, a little bit of a shortened version due to time constraints. There's a chinuch here. The chinuch gives his hezba on the inyan of the Azazel. And like we've mentioned this year before, the Azazel is very, very difficult to understand. It's so different than the Karbanis of Kapara, which are all bifnim dafke, this is dafke b'chutz, and so on. So he says like this, so b'korban azazel, shenish l'chay el mok machur makiloyen, the korban of azazel, which is sent living to a place of chur makiloyen, neima b'pshat ha'inyin, l'bal yedam me'achoyta gomo, she'achas et tekabel nafsha o'inash l'chateo, toshuv lamoid b'mokam ha'toivim, o'itilish oros v'tova k'tas. V'afil yekiyom menevot v'chaveiro. Now, the chinuch is saying there are two inyanim in punishment. There is a type of punishment which is a tikkun, and it's something which serves to purify the person so that he can be tov and be mekabel tov. And then there's a type of einish, which means the person is not royal. It's interesting, the Rambam, when he speaks about the Einshim of Chorus, Betzim, all Einshim for Rosh is Chorus by him. Rishayim argue on it, but there's an akuda here where the worst Onesh is non-existence. The Kemoishu Roy Kolasana Kula, Shesh Legufa Behemish Lodimi Gufa Chotish Oros Ksas Beis Asemis Baruch Be'efa Shenishim Reis Asreifa. A person when he brings a carbon, He says, you know what? A karm is brought, it's killed, it's dumb as Nizrak, but it has a shaykhus to base Hashem. It takes a while till you take it out, so that means it's dumb as oil kapara. It's a ishel Hashem, it's afras tzover. Then you take it out. So you have a certain element of a nekuda that stays. So a person would think, well, as many averes I'll do, at the end of the day there'll be an akuda that will stay behind, and that will be tight. So he says, no. Akein b'soyra chaya noisu kol avoynes. When you have a soyer that carries all the averes, yiru remes keachoytes avarisim erubin, keapikorsim, v'shekofer b'toyret chiyas ameisim, hol metzin l'sor b'chlal. Anyone who's a Rasha of the nature where he is basically, you can't rectify him, like apikorsim and people who have been roid of Klai Yisrael, lo yiru b'toyva la'olam, they'll never see good. B'tolasam lo tomus v'isham l'sichobe, they will forever be in a state of Gehenim. K'maisa soyer, just like the soyer, k'nosei riba avonis kol Yisrael yushach l'gamil ha'sveira, he takes that virus and he's gone. Le'yimotze beis Hashem lo le'shchitav lo le'zrika. He has no shaykhus beis Hashem. Zichro ya'avid min ha'aretz, and he's totally removed. Bezer shamar chazal ki b'shor she'sol merutzin. When Klai Yisrael was doing the right thing, lo higia lechatzi ahar at shenas varim varim. He would be killed almost instantly. Lo'idiyon dimin achoyta gomor ki ken yavid meir v'yakola kilin gomor. So this is a good simon because they saw immediately what happens. They were able to perceive what happens to a person who's a real Russian. So it's interesting how the chinuch learns up the Gemara. It says if the soya went down the mountain and he was almost immediately killed, that was a good simon, because then the pshat was he was totally, Klai Yisrael witnessed totally the Musa. Just like we know a Klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Musa and Teichacha and a tikkun to the people that he likes. So the fact that we were able to get instant Musa from the Sar Mishtaleach meant that we were in a good Madrega and so on. Yes?
So Rebbe, is the Chinuch saying here that there's Onish, the same Onish?
Well, that Onish means he no longer excised himself from Klai Yisrael. He's not shayach to anything good anymore. This there's only one onus here that he's gotten rid of. There's a chelik of ra that has a tikkun, and that tikkun is the karbanis. There's a chelik of ra that is irreconcilable. It has nothing left to fix, and that person is gone. So it's not. It's just because it doesn't deserve. It doesn't have what it takes to have some merit to sit around to sit around forever.
I mean, he has a lashon in here, but tol asam lo samut, isham lo sefei. Is that just
it's
poetic?
A pasuk. In his context, it sounds like it's poetic, even though the pasuk it seems to be mashmet to diroin olam. But the main thing is, the main point is, I mean, the way he's comparing it to the Sarah Chai is that they're not shayach anymore. You find it interesting. You find lamashal for us, we perceive the worst type of arayas is marrying out, marrying a goya. Yet lahalacha, there's no einish for it. All it says is kanoyim pagan boy. So the havana is that an einish means we still have an achrayah to take care of you. You're still part of the klal. This is something of pisha yisrael a klal. He's completely out of the realm of toiv, and the male of the person, he was mitzvah of a kai, so it's nicer. Okay, let's see another Barbanel. The Barbanel says also a nekuda about what the shnei seirim are, and a nekuda that sort of dovetails what it says before. Vayesu nach beinai b'dova zeh, sheshnei asirim hoi remez adas nei so b'kolusam, abe b'chines mischalfeis. The two Seirim are a reflection of Klai Yisrael in two possible modes. The B'yosam Toivim B'Yisharim. When they're good, Achay Hashem Elokeihem Yelchu Bo Yidbakun. If they're trying to do good, they want to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yiyu L'Hashem, they will be L'Hashem. V'Emureyem V'Kirbeyem Shukamo Yishibayat Yerez Hashem Zafim Yishibayem. And their innards, Yunikrom Azbeh Hashem will be offered Azbeh Hashem. So all those in Yonim are bringing the dam in lefnai lefnim is a remes for the dveikas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shem yiskul chaylam haba v'yitaz kaf yashchina. Ashal zenem a girl echad l'Hashem. The word girl means in one sense a lottery, like we threw lots and there was one lot that fell Hashem. The word lottery also means lot in the sense like it is my lot to do this or that. So he says, if you shame goral nema aschar nitladam. The word goral is also talks about the schar and the nachla a person has. The pasuk, you know, chavol nachla me'imois, atatomegorali, the land, my Yerusha, in a big sense of the word. Kishem goes namas chaladam, imkpitit kosay, imkpirishas. Like in English, we can't translate. You know, my lot is with tzaddikim, his lot is with Rishayim. Mashama v'soicha ksil v'soicha oyvim. V'ashar v'nikra goyro. Kimoisham v'daniel v'atech l'keitza nurach v'tamoy l'goyrolcha l'keitza yimin. He says the reason why a girl is called that is because when we think of a lottery, we think of the randomness in it. In other words, when I say I it was a toss-up, that means basically we flipped a coin and for no reason A won or B won. Because we believe in Ashgacha, then our understanding is that it is a reflection of it's a reflection of what you really should be getting. So this is the lottery is that which determines your lot. So a goral is something which gives you your what is it determines what is your goral. Let's say Klal Yisrael wasn't Dovik Nakadosh Baruch Hu, they weren't conscious of Kedushas HaMikdash. but Soloima Lisrachik Mashem Yisal Ekdosha. V'yia Am Azpanim V'yelach Begolos of Beit Tzar. Ki Azozel Hu Shem Murka Mishtei Milois. Az V'ozal. Azozel, he says, has himself two words. But Soloima. V'yelach, the word Ozal, like the Aramaic, to go somewhere. But Soloima. Hate to say the pun, but you know, you say a bit Lech Lazazel. The word Azazel has the word Azal in it. But Soloima, Yelach Hamazav Yisuch Mad Mosoi. Let this nation leave Liyosei Am Azpanim, because they're Am Azpanim, and they're rejecting Kadosh Baruch Hu. The answer by Elam Azesh She Yischum In Aretz Yisrachim Anim Tzadikim Mezev Ashchina. I want to add a point over here. And then he says that it's called Azazel, Kleima Ha'azpanim Yelach Yisrachim Azazelam. That Azazel is connected Azazpanim. That's the Oynish. So Abamanel says Kasa has two states, a state that's rectifiable, and that goes in, and that's connected the Sawyer that's brought Hashem and his Mechab and so on, and then a Sawyer that goes out and is driven out. That's called Azazel, that the Az, those who are a nation of Azipanim, Azal, they go, like it says, Azipanim, the Gehenim, and so on. I want to just pause a minute to reflect on it. So we're dividing Kali Yisrael into two parts. We're dividing Kali Yisrael into a people that are basically good, but have Averis and Chatoyim, and so on. That includes 99%. And then we have the chelik of Kali Yisrael that's chased out, that doesn't deserve to stay, and those are the Azipanim. And b'chol, you find that Azipanim, it's strange for us. We wouldn't instinctively consider Azipanim, Azus, as being the defining issue, and so on and so forth. What's the pshat? So I think the pshat's like this. Let's say somebody tells me to do something, and I don't do it because I'm lazy. I don't do it because I have a taiva to do something else. I don't feel like the trouble to do it. So there, it's not a rejection of the mitzvah. It's a rejection of the mitzvah. So someone that told me to do X or to do Y or to Z, I have a problem with X, I have a problem with Y, I have a problem with Z. And depending on the tug of war, I win one or the other. So there, the relationship with the mitzvah has not been affected. And all that's affected is the etzem pula that the mitzvah made. But if somebody was asked upon him, he's rejecting the mitzvah, not the mitzvah. He's either saying you don't know, you don't understand, or you have no authority to tell me. So the other side is he's menatik himself from the mitzvah, not from the mitzvah. And that's why the Barnell says it's Azazel. The midah that's menatik a person like Kadosh Baruch Hu is Azaz. That's the one of the three midahs of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Beishanim. A person, as long as he's not Az, means I recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm committed to doing what he said, and I may not be able to do more or less. But the minute a person rejects the etzem authority for whatever reason, that's where there's chal d'nituk, and that's where there's no mokum tikkun anymore. We'll have to hold it here.